Good evening, everyone. We have two meetings tonight. The first one will be real quick. It's a public hearing for the Town of Coburn traffic ordinances. So at this time, I will go ahead and call to order the Coburn Town Council public hearing for Monday, March the 11th, 2024, to order. Kathy, if you'll do a roll call, please.
Carlos Collins.
Here.
Jeff Kaiser.
Here.
Devin K. Mooney.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon.
Here.
Okay, we do have everyone present, and we will go ahead and do an invocation. We have Reverend Carol Childress from Midway Church here to lead us in an invocation, and if everyone will please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
We all would if we'd bow our heads as we go to the Lord in prayer. Holy Father, as we bow down to you, we praise the name of Jesus and lift up your holy name. We stand in awe of your beauty and creation and all the wonders that you have worked around us. And as we come to you, Father, we pray that you'd give us grace, mercy, and peace. That you, Lord, would give wisdom, and may you bless these leaders and the community as we step forward, Lord, to lift up that name. We are thanking you, Lord, for the salvation that we have in Jesus Christ and the sin that was nailed to the cross. And now, Father, as we come together, we pray that you would bring us together in your love, placing all things in your hands. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. Okay, the first item is public expression. This will be public expression only relating to the public hearing. So this is anyone who would like to speak in regards to the Town of Coburn traffic ordinances. We will open regular public expression during that regular meeting. So do we have anyone for public expression in regards to the Town of Coburn traffic ordinances?
Do you want me to go over what's in the traffic ordinances?
Yes.
And what the purpose is? Read it.
Yes.
And then also we've got a ordinance with animals running at large prohibited that we discussed at the last meeting as well.
Okay.
Do both of those?
Yes. The first one is traffic ordinance. This is a motor vehicle ordinance where the Town of Coburn would be adopting the traffic ordinances that are in the Code of Virginia. This is a request that has been made by the police department to have this enacted. And what this would enable to do is whenever there's a citation issued by the town, we can cite our local code provision and the fines would come back to the town versus just going straight to the state. Now, there's only certain ordinance or certain code sections that this can be done on. This ordinance contains those code sections. As far as the traffic ordinance, do you want me to read the ordinance in its entirety? You do?
Probably.
Okay. And it's motor vehicle ordinance enacted and incorporating the provisions contained in Title 46.2 and in Article 2, 18.2, 266 of the Code of Virginia. And it says, whereas Section 46.2.13.13 of the Code of Virginia provides for the incorporation and ordinances of this town, appropriate provisions of Title 46.2 of said code and Article 2, 18.2, 266 of the Code of Virginia. And whereas Section 1220 of the Code of Virginia provides for future amendments regarding state statutes incorporated by reference into local ordinance, now therefore be ordained and enacted by the Town Council of the Town of Coburn that, one, words and phrases used and contained in this ordinance shall have the meaning ascribed to them by Section 46.2.100 of the Code of Virginia, except where the context clearly requires a different meaning. Two, the provisions of this ordinance applicable to the drivers of vehicles shall apply to the drivers of all vehicles regardless of ownership, subject to such specific exceptions as reset forth in this ordinance. Pursuant to Sections 46.2.13.13 and 1.2.20 of the Code of Virginia, as amended, including all procedural, substantive, and penalty provisions relating to the operation of vehicles in the Commonwealth are adopted, incorporated in this ordinance by reference, made a part of this ordinance as fully set forth herein, and are made applicable within the town. The incorporation by reference of these statutes shall not apply to those provisions, the violation of which constitutes felony, or those provisions which are expressly not applicable to towns. It shall be unlawful for any person within the town to violate or fail, neglect, or refuse to comply with the provisions of 46.2. Again, that's the traffic ordinances of the state code. In Article 2, 18.2, 266, DUI-related provisions as amended, which are adopted by this ordinance. Nothing contained in this ordinance shall require the readoption of ordinances heretofore validly adopted. This ordinance, incorporating by reference statutes of the Commonwealth of Virginia, shall be deemed amended and deemed to include future amendments of the statutes of the Commonwealth of Virginia as same are amended from time to time, it being the intent of this council that this ordinance include future amendments to the state statutes incorporated herein. Previous motor vehicle ordinances and previous driving while intoxicated ordinances are hereby repealed. And it's set forth for adoption today, the 11th day of March, 2024.
Okay.
Do I need to put this on our agenda? It's not on there.
We need a public expression.
We will, whenever it's adoption for the agenda for the regular meeting,
okay,
that afterward. Yep. Right now, it's just anybody who wants to comment on this.
On this one.
Yep. Right.
So now if that's been read, do we have any public expression regarding to that traffic ordinance?
Exactly what does that mean?
What that means is the Code of Virginia, this is already state law as far as
what
this
is. I guess I don't know that either. I don't know what the text is. I have that.
Okay. Well, technically, you still have to abide by the same code. Okay.
What is the code?
For instance, you can't drive without a valid operator's license. I mean, you have to have a driver's license.
Yeah.
So, if you were cited for driving without a license, what this allows is for the town of Coburn Police to be able to cite the town code provision versus the state law, in order for the town to be able to retain the money for the fine versus it just going up to Richmond.
I understand that.
So that's what this ordinance pertains to, specifically. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Anyone else for public expression? Okay.
Public expression right here.
Sorry, come on up.
Not against that.
On the other?
This is all, you'll have public expression for anything else once we start our next meeting. This is
okay.
Specific just to the
Not,
ordinance.
I have nothing to say about that.
Okay, all right.
Okay. We still have the animal.
Yes, you can go ahead and read the next one.
Okay. And this is ordinance animals running at large prohibited, and this is where section 3.26538 and section 3.26543 of the Code of Virginia permits a locality to adopt ordinances pertaining to prohibiting dogs from running at large, and whereas the town council of the town of Coburn has determined that it is in the best interest for the town of Coburn to adopt a prohibition on dogs running at large, now, therefore, be it ordained and enacted by the Coburn Town Council of the Town of Coburn as follows. Animals running at large prohibited. It shall be unlawful for the owner or custodian of any dog to allow such dog to go, run, or be at large within the town. For the purpose of this section, a dog shall be deemed to run at large while roaming, running, or self-hunting off of the property of the owner or custodian, and not under its owner or custodian's immediate control. Impoundment when running at large. It shall be the duty of the animal patrol officers of Wise County, the chief of police, and the police officers of the town to enforce the provisions of this ordinance and to apprehend any dog found running at large and to impound such dog in the county pound or other suitable place. The officer may, at his or her discretion, release the dog back into the custody of the owner. A dog impounded under the section may be reclaimed by the owner custodian upon showing satisfactory proof that he is the owner or custodian of such dog, and all county and state permits, vaccinations, and licenses have been obtained. The animal control officers may require per diem while the dog was confined and reimbursement for fees prior to the release of the dog. If such dog is not reclaimed, animal control may dispose of the dog in accordance with the provisions of Section 3.26546 of the Code of Virginia. C. Any person who permits his or her dog to run at large or remain unconfined, unrestricted, or not penned up shall be deemed guilty of a civil infraction and shall be liable for a fine of $50 for each violation. The payment of the impoundment fee and board fee prescribed in subsection B of this section shall not relieve the owner or custodian of a dog from prosecution for allowing it to run at large in violation of this section. In addition to the penalty provided for above, the owner or custodian of any dog found running at large in a pack shall be subject to a civil penalty of $100 per dog so found. A dog shall be deemed to be running at large in a pack if it is running at large in the company of one or more other dogs also running at large. This ordinance shall be effective upon adoption. This ordinance shall supersede and take the place of all previous ordinances on animals running at large prohibited and any conflicting ordinances as previously adopted. All ordinances and portions of ordinances in conflict with the provisions of this ordinance are hereby repealed.
Okay, thank you very much.
I got something to say about that.
Sure.
You're saying that about the dogs and stuff, and where I live, there's about 7 or 8 dogs that run around there. They're big dogs and stuff, and I want to know, because if I go out there, and I have, and they act like they was going to come at me, I'm going to shoot them. Is that all right or not? I don't care whose dog it is, but if they comes at me, or one of my family, it's dead. I'm going to kill it right there on the spot.
And I'm not going to be able to give legal advice from a personal side and saying, hey, you can shoot that dog.
I think that's something that should be accounted for, with everything as far as the town goes. I mean, they're in the town. I'm in the town. They're running constantly through the yard. They're messing and stuff. I walk out there, I step in.
Well, and obviously this has been a problem in the town, which is why it was on the agenda tonight, which is also at the request of the police department that I've been working closely with to draft this ordinance.
So once this is adopted, you'll be able to, right now when you contact the police department, they really can't go, they can't follow through, they can't charge a fine or really pick up the dog because all of our ordinances that are related to this aren't up to date. But after tonight, when this is adopted, you'll be able to contact them and they'll be able to move forward with it.
When they're adopted, you find out who the owner is, you go to them. But, you know, this is getting ridiculous there where I live at. Them dogs are all over the place. I'm going to start shooting them. I mean, if they come into my yard again, you know, that's ridiculous having to step out there and you step in dog mess and nobody can do nothing about it. That's right.
That's what this ordinance is for, so that the police can do something about it. And because the ordinances that we had were outdated, there wasn't anything that our police department could actually physically go out and do because we didn't have a set ordinance. We have to abide by all the laws.
Well, are you going to set ordinances for it then?
That's what this is. That's what he just read.
That's what we're getting ready to adopt.
That's what this is for. And that's what he just read was for that purpose. Yes. And it was brought to us.
But we do have the right to protect ourselves.
Well, you still have the right to protect yourself, but I think I'd have to defer that to the police. On the discharging of a weapon in the corporation limits.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Thank y'all for being here tonight. My name's Kerry Taylor. I live at 301 Emerald Street. And I called.
Is this related to the ordinance? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Yep.
Up by where I live, I don't know how you say it, you go past the town hall and make the big V on right there, first trailer. People moved in down the street from me, have a brown dog. And I've called the Humane Society, I've called the police here in town. It's hurt, it's been hit. The back, we call it the left leg, is bad. And nobody, place I called in Norton, is it? They said they don't handle Coburn. So I called the number here in Coburn, and they said, well, do you see it now? And they said, no. On my way walking down here, it was sitting there. So how do I get it taken care of? You know, I'm not worried about the people getting blamed, but the dog's hurt.
It's animal control, yeah. Is it not? Animal control at Wise. No, it isn't Wise. It's the Wise Courthouse.
Oh.
Did you call the sheriff's office?
No, I called the Humane Society. The
shelter?
Is it Norton? Yeah.
Damn,
the okay, yeah, that's not.
Yeah,
that's
you would need to. First, you would need to contact the sheriff's office, or you can go through our police department and they can contact animal control.
Our police office?
Yes. They, okay. Yeah, so you can contact them. Then they can get you in touch with animal control and they can come down and take care of it.
Because it was sitting there when I walked down here and it's hurt bad. And I want to thank you, Mr. Kaiser and Mr. Weeds. Ever since I moved down here, you've been nice to me.
Thank you.
Y'all have a great evening.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else in regards to the ordinances that we just discussed?
I've got a couple of comments about the animal ordinance that been. What I'm hearing is specifically dog related. And, you know, we not only have a dog problem in Coburn,
cats.
We have a cat problem in Coburn also. And I think we, sooner or later, we're going to have a goose problem, we're going to have a duck problem, and we're going to have a goat problem.
Hey,
maybe a horse and cow.
At
so I would like to see this ordinance be more broad as opposed to just
all
dogs.
Animals.
But just animals at, you know, at
animals
loose
at large.
At large.
I got two skunks under my front porch.
That's wildlife.
I'm from Toledo, Ohio, a big city. I don't know how to get rid of them.
So, Will,
that's wildlife.
As far as this being animals running at large, I know specifically it states dogs.
It is, and technically speaking, the authorization statute says governing body of any locality may prohibit dogs from running at large. So this ordinance would take care of dogs. However, there is another ordinance dealing with chickens, fowl, livestock, and I can absolutely draft that and have that ready at the next council.
Yeah, I would like to say
do that. Let's do that one too.
Let's get the dog taken care of now, you know, and let's you know make this broader to where you know we eliminate the problem as a whole.
I can for sure do that. Now again, with doing that, I would still recommend the adoption of the dogs to take care of that now.
We'll do these, and then
but we can expand out for the other animals.
Okay.
All right. Anything else in regards to these ordinances? Okay. Hearing that, I will close public hearing and we will add these to the regular agenda for a vote.